Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Welcome to this podcast. I'm Jeremy Naylor with UK Investor Magazine, a gold sponsor of the Aquis Showcase event 2025. It's live at the Royal College of Surgeons in central London on the 19th of November. We'll have more on this at the end of the podcast. But we're talking now to Sean Hines, the chief executive of Newbury Racecourse, one of the presenting companies at the event. Sean, welcome. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, hello, Jeremy. How are you? Nice to chat.
It's been a really great year for you. We spoke at the Aquis Showcase event last year. Just detail what's been happening over the last 12 months to build on your strategy of this diversification you were heavily into when we spoke last year.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I mean, a year ago, I was quite new into it. I'd only been with the organization for a few months, and I was really sort of still in the formation stages, if you like, of how we were going to take the business forward. But you know, that's really come together quite well. I'm pretty pleased with the last 12 months we've had. We're seeing, you know, significant upside in a number of our key areas. Probably the most obvious one is the number of people coming racing, actually. I think as an industry, it's been a little bit challenged. I think racing in years gone by, you know, it was always the second most spectated sport in the UK. It was always popular, always part of the British psyche, part of, you know, the British way of life in a way. But, you know, in more recent times, it's come under pressure through competition. You know, there's lots more things that people can do, whether it's travel, whether it's festivals, whether it's, you know, days out, days at the seaside. So you can't just assume people are going to choose to come spend their time a day at the races. But we've kind of doubled down on our offer. We've been investing in the facility. We've been creating some great value propositions as well for our customers. And so we're tracking about, well, broadly speaking, 30% up on people through the door. And if you contrast that to an industry which is about flat, I think we're doing okay.
Have your costs gone up to boost this race revenue?
Yeah, look, I think like all businesses, we've encountered the sort of statutory cost increases. You know, everything seems to be getting more expensive, whether it's the consumables we use or the things we do on site. But, you know, I took quite a philosophical look at it. And once we've got someone through the door, we have other opportunities to increase our revenue, if you like, the share of wallet, if I put it like that. And so one of the barriers we were seeing was it was just getting more difficult to get people through the door if you were constantly putting your prices up. And you know, all events have a reputation that when you're in a captive environment, that you know the price of a drink is going to be very expensive, and you know, if you want to buy some food, that's also going to be very expensive. And we've tackled that head on, and we've done a couple of initiatives here, both to get the ticket price. Generally speaking, the ticket prices in 25 have been lower than in 24, and we're going to continue that theme into 26. And we've introduced some different dining and drinking products, which means if you want to come and get a pint of beer, well, we developed a Newbury Lager, which I can recommend. And we'll sell you a pint of that for less than £6, which contrasts to about the kind of, you know, £7 to £8 that you might see at some of the other premium venues. So we're working hard on making it easier and more accessible to come. And then when you're here, to actually have an experience which is affordable as well.
What about the demographic that you're engaging with at the moment? I mean, horse racing, like many sports, I certainly in my experience, it faces the need to attract a younger audience that want to come more often. What initiatives are you looking at to make racing at Newbury more appealing to this broader demographic, so you've got a bigger opportunity to get more people into the door at any one event?
Yeah, it's a great point. And we've worked hard on this, and we've got a number of initiatives around it. For example, we offer, it's free entry for under 18s generally. So if you're coming with your parents, or you're coming with slightly older friends, generally, if you're under 18, you come in for free. That's been a staple of our offer for some time. Also, membership's quite interesting in that regard as well. And so rather than you go from a kind of junior membership straight to a full membership, we've been staging post membership, whereby if you once you've sort of got out of your junior membership, we have a young adult membership now up to 30, which offers you great value to continue your membership. And then you don't start paying full membership until you're over 30. So that's been helpful. You know, entertainment and activation is a key part of why you're going to attract young people. So we have quite a well-established music program throughout the summer, and we do a variety of different acts and genres. And again, that's been really helpful. And we've teamed up with a couple of organizations, particularly in the student arena, where on some race days you might have, you know, between 1,500 to 2,000 students coming as part of their kind of student social program. So I'm actually really optimistic about the younger generation. I mean, look, our audience, racing's audience generally is pretty diverse. I think very few sports have the kind of the general mix of that we enjoy of young, old, male, female, pretty much any socio-demographic. It's a very broad church. But the future is about getting more young people involved. You know, we've got a particular plan and initiative to attract that. And so far, it seems to be working well.
Yeah, coming with that younger demographic, I know there's an increase in awareness of animal welfare as much as anything. With increased animal welfare in sport, what's Newbury Racecourse doing to ensure the highest standards of horse welfare and transparency? I mean, you're obviously, it's not just about getting people through the door, it's about making sure that the horses are actually performing at their peak as well. How much involvement do you get in on this, or is it all down to the people that bring the horses to the racetrack?
No, I mean, we have a responsibility and an obligation, but actually for us, it's a feature. You know, the social license, if you like, of racing is critical. And it's quite right that all principals involved, the most important topic that they are contending with. As an industry, we commissioned some audience research recently with M&C Saatchi, and they identified, you know, sort of six or seven different customer segment groups, you know, ranging from the kind of hardcore experts right through to the sort of the other end of the scale of the casual bystander. And the common theme, actually, regardless of the customer segment, was that the welfare aspect was the most important topic to people coming. And so we work very closely, obviously, with the BHA, the sports governing body. They have an initiative called Horse Power, which is horse and then PWR. And we're very transparent about the facts and figures associated with horse welfare. And, you know, clearly when you've got animals involved, you know, there's always the opportunity for an incident or an accident. The facts are that the numbers are very low. The percentage of incidents compared to the overall number of runners that you'll get in a year, I mean, it's minuscule. It's, you know, less than 0.05%. However, even that is too much. And so we work very hard to make the environment as safe as possible. And of course, we put an incredible amount of effort on each race day to ensure that we've got the appropriate capability here, whether it's about veterinary services or medical doctor's staff and all of the facilities that you need to manage the incidents as and when they occur, which fortunately for us is very rarely. And we have a great partnership with a local veterinary hospital as well.
We've spoken several times before, Sean, on different platforms, and I know you are always emphasising the fact that there are a limited number of days in the year when you can undertake racing, which of course is your major revenue. But to service this and make sure you make the most and you really do milk your assets properly, you have a number of different income streams across other areas within the compound that you run. Just quickly run through these, because I know we've talked before about the engagement with children's nurseries, your events business, you've got hotels and so forth. How are the other businesses going?
Yeah, I mean, really well. And you mentioned a few of them there. The events business is a critical part of our proposition, partly because we have such an array of facilities here with, you know, grandstands and boxes and lounges and restaurants. And, you know, it's critical that we are able to drive incremental revenue into those spaces when we're not using them for racing. It's the sort of the classic adage of if you're in the airline business, you want the airline to be flying rather than parked at the, you know, on the runway or parked at the airport. And here, if we can get throughput on our fixed assets, then that's really helpful. You know, we're growing that business. We did a brilliant event just this Sunday, actually, which was a kind of the racing industry does Strictly Come Dancing. And that was a sellout and a fantastic showcase, not only for Newbury, but also for the industry as well. So all sorts of events like that have gone well. And, you know, we do somewhere in the region of 150 to 200 events of all different shapes and sizes here, in addition to our racing. And we still have a bit of headroom to grow as well. We still have capacity. So that's a key feature. You mentioned briefly our children's nursery. You know, we actually got rated outstanding this year as well. So that's an addition from where we were last year. You know, we've got a capacity of 160 children. we maintain a waiting list of about 180 to 200. So it's a great business limited only by its capacity, which is why we've taken a decision to embark on an expansion project, which we're hoping to bring to life in 2026. And yes, we've got a hotel as well, which serves a great complementary purpose on a race day, but also acts as a great standalone business in its own right. You know, it's well connected, lots of car parking spaces right next door to a railway station. You know, the M3 is about 10 minutes that way. The M4 is 10 minutes the other way. So it's a brilliant location for people that are on the road and looking for a staging post as they ply their trade up and down the Thames Valley.
Before we went to start the podcast, you and I were talking about the business and how things are. And you were mentioning as well, you're also looking potentially at creating a reservoir. Is that right?
Yes, right. Yeah, we've done a few things. Our capital investment program has been quite interesting. We've invested in a few facilities on the site that bring additional customer offer. So a new premium lounge space has been introduced. We've actually also the first race course to introduce a no and low zero alcohol bar and lounge. So whereas most bars will sell, you know, zero alcohol drinks, we've actually made a virtue of it and created a whole kind of family friendly space. Actually, this will be a surprise to some people. We converted our old champagne bar. So that'll tell you how things are changing at Newbury. It's a much more sober state than it was in the old days. But no, seriously, we've got a massive range of bars and restaurants, and we felt it was right to offer a high quality, specific no and low alcohol bar, which was introduced in the summer, and that's getting great traction. But to your point, yes, we are building a reservoir, which is not really anything I'm going to get too much of a financial return on. But what I'm investing on really is the future of our ability to maintain the best racing surface that we can for the horses. You know, the amount of irrigation that we need to maintain a facility like Newbury, as you can imagine, is quite considerable. It's incredible in a way that we've existed 120 years without a reservoir. But as we look ahead and we look at some of the patterns over the last 5 or 10 years, we see it as a good investment in our future. And I think it's a little bit more philosophically speaking, we wonder in the future whether or not the ability to use water in the same way that we do at the moment is going to continue. You know, and whether or not it becomes a bit of a premium. And so 2 years ago, we invested in a lake. And then next year, we're building a reservoir, which will allow us to effectively maximize our abstraction capability so that we can keep the surface, you know, at the peak of its potential.
Yeah. Where do you get the water from? Just very quickly.
So, well, in addition to the sky, we have a license to extract from the lake, which is just adjacent with the one I just mentioned. And then we have a borehole where we can abstract a certain amount of so many thousand cubic meters per year. And so the combination of all of those things will allow us to maintain a stock of water because our licenses for abstraction are not all year round. And so this gives us the ability to store water when we need to and then hopefully use it when we need to as well.
Just one final question. As we look ahead to the Aqua Showcase event, where we'll get to hear more from you, of course, just wanted to ask about the share price, currently trading 615 pence, not too far away, actually, from recent highs. And of course, I think those were the highs that we've had since you have been chief executive, over £9 a share. Market cap 20 million. Are you happy with where you are? Do you consider it undervalued? What's your thought?
The share price has moved a little bit. Not unsurprisingly. Last year, when we concluded our financial year, it was our best set of results ever. Our largest EBITDA, our largest profit. So when we announced our half years recently, you know, we're on track to kind of deliver a similar kind of level of performance. We actually paid a dividend as well last year, which is the first time we've paid a trading dividend for quite some time, actually. So, you know, I would have expected the share price to kind of acknowledge that. But what we know with our business, it's a fairly stable share price. You said it in your question to me, there is an undervaluation, I think, in a way. If you look at our asset base and you look at our market cap, you know, there's a bit of a disparity there. And listen, our engagement with the showcase and with the investor community is really to try and, you know, to remind people that Newbury is there. We're one of the only, you know, listed companies in our space. And if that helps investors get a bit of confidence and, you know, looking to, you know, perhaps take a position with a diverse leisure business such as ours, then we're sort of saying, well, I think we're pretty good value. So, you know, get in while you can.
Okay, Sean, we'll leave it there. But thanks indeed for joining us. It's a pleasure to catch up with you. We're looking forward to speaking to you at the Aquis Showcase 2025.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jeremy.
Thanks. Sean Hind, CEO of Newbury Racecourse. If you'd like more information and receive an invitation to the event to speak to Sean, amongst other of the long list of companies presenting, please type in Aquis Showcase 2025 into your web browser and click on the relevant entry.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember all investment involves risk.